Hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from UBC's Vancouver campus, located on the ancestral unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. I'm Seth, this is Album Club, and this is Daft Punk. Almost Daft Punk. It's almost Daft Punk. It helps if I play it out of the computer and not my phone. Bear with me just a moment. Was the inimitable Daft Punk with Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger. What a tune it is. I mean, just an iconic record from their album Discovery, which came out coming up for 25 years ago. came out in 2001, March 2001, which is just crazy to think about. Yeah, iconic album. And why have I played that for you? Well, this is Album Club, and on Album Club, we like to talk about different albums. We talk about an old album, in this case, Daft Punk's Discovery. We talk about a Canadian album. I think that's going to be Sayer Gray's Sayer from a little earlier this year. And we like to talk about a fairly new album as well. What defines new is yet to quite be decided, but for the time being, or for today anyway, I think it's going to be William Tyler's Time Indefinite, which came out just a couple of weeks ago. So that's what's coming up later on the show. But our older album today is Daft Punk's Discovery. And why Daft Punk's Discovery? Well, I was chatting to a good friend of mine, Yasna, who is heavily involved in the station here. You may well know her. And we were hanging out and chatting about music and stuff. And for some reason, I think we're talking about music videos maybe. And I mentioned Discovery. And the reason I mentioned it in relation to music videos is you might actually recognize the music video for Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger. It's got these like blue aliens, kind of sci-fi style animated, like animated music video. What a lot of people don't realize, although perhaps more as of recently, is that that is just one little snippet of a whole film called 5555, or the story of the secret star system, Interstellar 5555, the story of the secret star system. And each of the S's in the story of the secret star system are fives, hence its nickname, just 5555. That film was created by Daft Punk, by Thomas Bangalter and Guy Manuel, I never remember his surname, D'Amen Cristo, along with legendary animator Leiji Matsumoto, who animated various famous animes and mangas, most famously Space Battleship Yamato and Galaxy Express 999. Some of these things, the two members of Daft Punk, Thomas Bangalter and Guy Manuel, remember watching as kids, and they kind of, I was reading in kind of general research, and there was an interview referenced in the Wikipedia article with, of all things, GQ magazine, much further down the line. It was in like 2015 or something. They were talking about creating Discovery and talking about how for the previous album, their debut, Homework, it was saying to the rock kids, hey, look, electronic music can be cool. And for them, Discovery was kind of the opposite. It was saying to the electronic kids, hey, look, rock can be cool. They used to watch these kind of various animes as children, and had very fond memories of Leiji Matsumoto, and so went to Japan and were like, hey, make us a film. Let's make a film of Discovery. The album is a kind of concept album overall, and that concept is all the more defined by Interstellar. And the album, the film, it's on YouTube. You can watch it on YouTube. It's just the music videos for all the songs put together. And yeah, there is no speech in the film, I think, at all. Maybe there's one or two lines here or there, but basically there's no speech, and the album just plays out. The album is about an hour long, the film's about an hour long, and you'll suddenly recognize the video for Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger. And it is a genuinely quite sad film in places. It's about this alien band called the Crescendals, and I'll leave it there. I don't want to spoil too much about it, but as I say, if you've got an hour to kill, just jump on YouTube and watch Interstellar or Discovery, depending on how you look at it. As for the album itself, well, it's full of absolute bangers. One More Time is probably the biggest. I don't know, is it bigger than Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger? Hard to say, but they are both legendary tunes. Outside of that, there are some other massive tunes. In particular, Something About Us, which I probably pick alongside Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger as the two songs to play from this album every time I play this album for people. Something About Us is such a beautiful song. It's a very, very, very sad love song about love at the wrong time, basically. It has personal connection that I won't go into, but I have fond, if slightly sad, memories of this song as well, which I think is the sort of memory that you're supposed to have for a song like Something About Us. So, without further ado, from their incredible 2001 album Discovery, this is Daft Punk with Something About Us.
There's something about us I want to say, 'cause there's something between us anyway. I might not be the right one, it might not be the right time, but there's something about us I've got to do. Some kind of secret I will share with you. I need you more than anything in my life. I want you more than anything in my life. I'll miss you more than anyone in my life. I love you more than anyone in my life.
Simple joy of riding a bike missing from your life? No worries. Ride On Bike Shop has got you covered. Ride On has the best deals in town for new and used bikes, top-notch servicing, and all the parts or accessories you've been dreaming about. Whether you've got a little one who needs to learn how to ride, or if you're about to go on the Tour de France, Ride On is the place for you. We'll also happily pick up your old bikes and recycle them back into the community. Located on 2255 West Broadway, we are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Tuesday to Saturday. That's RIDEON Bike Shop. See you there!
Hello, I'm back. It's Seth. You're listening to Album Club here on CITR 101.9 FM. We've just been listening to a bit of Discovery from the legendary duo Daft Punk. And we're going to be moving on to Saya Gray fairly shortly, the Toronto-based or Toronto-born-based? One of the two. I think she lives in California now. But we're going to go with Toronto-origin musician. Before we do, though, there are a couple of other features we like to run in Album Club here. One of them is called 10 Bucks and Under. I am a great proponent of going into record stores, and there are some great ones in Vancouver. Zulu's a great record store. I was there yesterday, actually. I picked up a couple of cheap records, neither of which I'm playing today, but yeah, a couple of lovely ones there. Audio Pile's great. There's some lovely ones on Main. Neptune. Yeah, Commercial House Audio Pile. Red Cat on Main. Yeah, some good record stores around. There's some down in sort of Gas Town, Yale Town, that kind of area that is called the boundary between them. So yeah, go into record stores and just like go into the cheap bin, the whatever they happen to call it, the, you know, Looney's bin or whatever, yeah, whatever name it has, and just like find some records that look cool, that visually look cool, because I think album covers are such an underappreciated art form. This is what I do often, and I'm going to play one of them for you each week here, with just a track from it, just to see what it sounds like, because it's great to just go in and buy a record and you've no idea what it sounds like. You probably don't even recognize the name of the artist, and and you put it on. And if it's good music, then hooray, you found stumbled across some cool music that you might not have found otherwise. And if it's rubbish music, then, you know, you've just got something cool to stick on the wall. Or actually, what I would suggest, if you can find some pegs with, like, felt on the, like, grippy bits, or something soft, ideally. I mean, some, like, wooden clothes pegs will be fine, but if you can find something soft, ideal. And just, like, pin up a length of string along the wall, literally just like some thumbtacks on the wall or something, and then just like hang some records on that piece of string, easy as that, and they'll hold, you know. And you can pinch the kind of top corner where there is no record and there's no join. You can just get the flat bit of card, and then it's just nice, like, you know. And you can switch them around. You get maybe, I don't know, five along a, they're kind of by definition 12 inches long, so five of those is 60 inches, which is, well, I mean, if 12 inches a foot, isn't it? So, so yeah, you know, you need 5 foot of space and you get five records up there. And you can change them around, and it's just a nice, cool piece of wall art that's kind of living and breathing and makes sound as well. And who knows, you might discover some good music at the same time. So that's what we're going to find out here. I haven't listened to this record at all. It is Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. Now, Jason Isbell, fairly well-known country musician, I suppose, kind of country singer-songwriter. His band is the 400 Unit. This was their first, this was his, I think, second release, his first with the 400 Unit, which were his band. Are his band? I'm not sure if they're still going. I'm just going to play you, unless I find a really compelling track to play otherwise in my brief kind of research before playing it for you, I will usually just play you the first track. This is actually a gatefold album. I do have a slight confession to make. I didn't notice when I picked it up, this one actually cost me $15. This is not technically $10 and under, but it is still £10 and under, and I do still broadly think in British pounds, so I'm gonna count it for today. And it is one of my favourite visual images, the visual kind of album covers that I have picked up in my rifling through record store bins. So yeah, have a quick Google of Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. You can also see it on my Instagram story, sort of. Have a look there. But it's just this beautiful kind of watercolor style painting of kind of a forest, basically. The ground is kind of white and a bit abstract. The tree trunks are very abstract and in kind of black. But the foliage, the blossom is extraordinary. The brightness of the color is just beautiful. So yeah, it absolutely grabbed me. And as I say, I try and go for $10 and under, but this one I just had to have it because it's so beautiful. So without further ado, I think we're going to try out this this record. We're going to listen to the first track on the album, which is called 7 Mile Island. I don't know what it's going to sound like. We're going to work it out together. Is this a good record, or is this just a cool piece of wall art? You tell me.
She wanted a daughter, now she only wants a son. before this city made a claim on that hotel. Wanderers and strangers back before you couldn't live off of your name. Couldn't bear to see you. Tell my daughter I just couldn't be saved. Just couldn't be saved.
The AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre, the SASC, is a free and confidential service which provides support to those who experience sexual assault, intimate partner violence, and harassment. We provide services to folks of all genders, including students, staff, faculty, and those who have a connection to the UBC Vancouver campus. We provide crisis and short-term emotional support, legal, medical, and campus-related advocacy, and outreach and educational programs. We are located in the Student Nest, room 3130. For more information on our hours of operation and other resources and services, please go to our website, amssasc.ca, or visit our Facebook page, AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre.
I would say that Jason Isbell record, a good record. I'm sure I've listened to one of his before. I think it might be Southeastern, which was kind of his biggest record. I'm sure I've listened to that before. He also released a record, it's worth mentioning, back in March of this year called Foxes in the Snow. I think it was quite well received. I haven't listened to it. If you like that, maybe listen to Foxes in the Snow, his new record. Speaking of fairly new records, and in fact, this was released in February. Records released within the last couple of months. It's time to talk about Canadian albums, or in fact, a particular Canadian album. We're going to talk about Sayer by Sayer Gray. I think it must be Sayer. Let's talk about her, shall we? She's born and raised in Toronto, although of Canadian and Japanese heritage. In 2023, she up sticks and went on a road trip around Japan, around her kind of heritage lands? I don't know what the word would be there, but went for a road trip around Japan and kind of created this album. Just had a little travel guitar on the seat next to her for whenever inspiration might have struck, and created this album, which, as I say, is self-titled. She said in an interview that Sayer means clarity, and she feels like this album is kind of the clearest sense of herself that she has created so far. It's really her debut kind of full length. She's had a couple of kind of EPs and sort of slightly longer EPs, mid-plays as I like to call them, in the last couple years. 19 Masters was her opening effort, which I suppose was a full album but didn't necessarily feel like it. It felt like it was still being developed, I think, in some ways. And then a couple of sort of mid-plays in between called QWERTY and QWERTY 2. And then we had Sayer, which really feels like the first kind of fully polished project from Sayer Gray. Largely produced herself, recorded in Toronto, but pretty much entirely self-produced. Although she did then work with... one of the many people who have worked with Prince over the years, among others. Has produced this album called Sayer. It is kind of weird. I sort of owe Sayer Gray a bit of an apology because I saw it pop up, recommended in a couple of places that I often kind of pull my music choices from, and put it down on my big list of albums that I might listen to one day. And kind of thought not too much more of it, apart from, you know, noting that it was a Canadian artist. And then it just popped up in, like, somewhere else random, and I was like, okay, this has popped up in enough places that I think I need to go listen to it now. Oh, it popped up in all places on my... I get a daily newsletter from an organisation called Tortoise Media. And on every Friday, I think, or every Monday, I think Friday, they sort of recommend a book and or something to read, something to listen to, and something to watch. And the something to listen to was this Sayer Gray album. I was like, well, that has popped up in enough places now that I ought to just see what it's like. And it's really cool. It is kind of a bit weird and a bit experimental, but at the same time, there's kind of nice folky kind of acoustic touches throughout. I really debated which tracks to play for you. This is the most difficult part of Album Club, is picking like two, maybe three, if I can squeeze them in, tracks to try and teach you or kind of show a fair representation of an album. It's a really difficult challenge to do. Do you pick the tracks that kind of sum up the album accurately? Do you pick an outlier? Because then, like, yeah, the album sounds like this, but it also does this cool thing. It's a tough thing to do. I'm going to play you the opening track called Thus Is Why I Don't Spring for Love, because I think it's so catchy. I think it's such a good pop tune in so many ways. And then, what did I decide in the end? I need to look at my playlist. What did I decide would be the second one? Then we're going to have Puddle of Me, which is also really catchy. I've gone for kind of quite, I would say, straightforward tracks. I think more easily accessible tracks. Things like... HBW towards the end, which is like a kind of a normal, slightly pop girly track, but with like a trap beat underneath it. It's really cool. Lineback 22, I so nearly played for you, and there's still a slim chance I'd just change my mind and play that for you, because it is a lot of fun. It kind of starts out in one manner. It starts out kind of like a slightly glitchy, hyper poppy dance kind of tune, but also with like these R&B kind of touches. And in fact, the Pitchfork review for this album does tag it as R&B. I don't know if it's the most accurate tag, but I don't think it's miles out. I mean, genre's dead anyway, but... And then it just turns into something weird, this track Lineback 22, and I think it... Maybe I will play that for you. I'm definitely going to lead with Thus Is Why, because it's really catchy and I think just a good pop tune. It opens the album really nicely. And then I might play you Lineback 22. I might play you Puddle of Me, which are both fantastic tunes. Puddle of Me gives me kind of like Big Thief vibes a little bit, but mixed in with that kind of wistful bedroom pop kind of vibe that's going on throughout this album. I sort of wonder if in some ways it's what a lot of... And I don't mean this to sound kind of dismissive in any way, so if it comes across that way, that's not the intent. I think pop girlies are kind of being a bit more adventurous at the moment and exploring things. I saw, maybe most of you don't know Dodie, who kind of came through YouTube, was a YouTube musician for a long time, did lots of songs on her ukulele. I sort of wonder if Dodie were coming through now, whether she'd be making this sort of music that's a bit more avant-garde, a bit more experimental, pushing a few different boundaries, while maintaining that kind of slightly folky, cutesy singer-songwriter vibe. Maybe she wouldn't. Maybe she'd keep making what she's making now. But Sayer Gray is making this kind of music. That I can say with absolute certainty. And to prove it, this is Sayer Gray with Thus Is Why I Don't Spring for Love.
Indigo, where were you when I needed you most? Indigo, where were you when I needed you most? Needed you most. You love me differently. I loved you all the same. Yesterday, I watched the seasons change. Hey.
answers why I don't fall in love instead. My pillows know I'm alone. Here you go, where were you when I needed you most?
Of me.
That was Lineback 22. I changed my mind. I threw it out for you. It was such a good tune, and it does something weird, and I think that sums up the album better than just playing you two really nice singles. Because they are two really nice singles, Puddle of Me and Thus Is Why. Actually, I'm not sure if Thus Is Why was a single or not, but it feels like it should have been. But I think Lineback 22 sums up some of the weirdness of that album. Right, we're going to very, very quickly jump into our second little bonus feature, which is to dive into the CIT archives. We have about 11,000 records sitting just a couple of rooms away from me. I meant to do this before I played you the Say a Grey, so I had a bit more time, but I forgot. So I have here a random number generator ready to pick us a number between 1 and 11,000, which is about as many records as there are in there. Occasionally you can't find one, so I'll go like one up or one down. I'll get as close to the number we find as possible. So without further ado, what random record are we going to pick from the CIT archives today? Well, our number today is 6,123. Okie dokie, I am going to try and dash to the archives to find record 6123. In the meantime, I will leave you with this PSA. Oh no, it's a show promo.
Are you a writer?
Listener?
Dreamer?
Music nerd?
Want to cover artists?
Visit venues?
Write something?
Events?
Personal essays?
Anything!
Submit to Discorder magazine and then take it a step further on Hail Discordia with your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show, or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it.
And I'm back with about 2 seconds to spare. We have found record 6123. You can hear I'm slightly out of breath from dashing around the corner. I'm looking at it right now. We got a slightly moody looking cover of a guy all washed out in blue. I think it's by Sammy Somerville, and I think it's called To Love Somebody. I'd guess it's a single. it is a 12-inch. I'm just trying to find a year on it, but I can't see one at a glance. So we're going to stick it on and see what we think. See if it was worth diving into, worth me dashing around the corner at high speed and nearly taking out Kira, our programming coordinator here. So side one has To Love Somebody, the definitive mix. To Love Somebody, just full stop. To Love Somebody, the raw mix. And it has Rain. And then the second side, there's a lot of tracks on a single release, has... Oh, no, I see that. That would be a lot of tracks. But I think it's just an A-side, which is slightly unusual. So instead of putting two tracks on each side, they put the same four tracks on both sides. I've never come across that before. That's such a weird choice. But I can see there's definitely four tracks to a side. I can see in the grooves, and they look to be about the same duration. So yeah, I think they've just, it's just like the same side one. Anyway, all right, we're going to go for To Love Somebody, full stop. No definitive mix, no raw mix. We're not going to play Rain either. We're just going to go for the bog standard To Love Somebody, and this is by Jimmy Somerville. Let's see whether it was worth us holding on to this in the CIT archives. We're going to eyeball where the needle lands because I haven't had time to prep things. So without further ado, this is shortly Jimmy Somerville with To Love Somebody.
Shone on me. We are UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music sessions.
Run for them life when I step into the jungle.
We offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email, ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
A little bit of a change of tone there from Jimmy Somerville to the UBC Electronica ad, but, you know, both good things. Kira's come to join us in the studio just for fun, but also is going to share a little bit of knowledge about Jimmy Somerville.
Yeah, when Seth like ran past me in the hallway, I was like, "Oh, Jimmy Somerville, that sounds familiar." But yeah, he's the lead singer of Bronski Beat and the Communards, which
and the
is
Communards. Oh.
Like, you know, they're iconic of like 80s synth pop.
Mm-hmm.
But to hear a reggae track with Jimmy Somerville's voice was a bit surprising.
It was very pleasant, though.
It was pleasant, very pleasant, but not at all what I was expecting to hear.
Bronski Beat. Communards always remind me of my dad.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And they're not even like one of his favorites, but he has a good number of records. And a couple years ago when I was doing all my record exploration, I said to him, I was like, can you just pick me out like a handful of records from your collection that you think I'd be interested in listening to? And he picked out a Communards record. And it's one of the ones that really stuck with me.
Yeah.
Of the ones he picked was a Communards record. There we go. That's some Jimmy Somerville. I think worth keeping in the archives.
I think so. We won't be getting rid of it anytime soon.
Okie dokie. Well, we've got just one album left on Album Club here today. We're going to have some William Tyler with his album Time Indefinite. It came out at the end of April 25th, I want to say. Yeah, April 25th. William Tyler, I have actually learned in the last 5 minutes, was in both Silver Jews and Lamb Chop. So some real prestige there, a very, very talented guitar player. Part of the reason I wanted to listen to this album was because it has a really cool album cover, which is pretty standard for me. I happened to see, when I was organising all my listening one day, that Pitchfork reviewed it well, and had gave it like a folk country tag. And that was all the kind of research I'd done before I stuck it on. I put it on my big playlist of albums I might listen to one day, and saw the album cover when I was looking for an album to listen to. I was like, oh yeah, folk country. I feel like I remember seeing that was folk country and it's a cool album cover. I'll give it a listen. And I put it on, and the opening track, which I'm not going to play for you, but is a cool track called Cabin 6. It's over 8 minutes long. It starts out more like industrial kind of music, kind of experimental kind of stuff. It's really weird. Through the album, you do get flashes of, or not flashes, like periods of folk country kind of acoustic kind of vibes. I'm going to play you a track called Howling at the Second Moon, which I think is probably the most kind of country singer-songwriter vibes. I'm also going to play you a track called Electric Lake, which comes on about the seventh track of the nine in the album. As I say, nine tracks in the album, it's nearly 50 minutes, so a lot of them are kind of long, explorative, slightly proggy tracks. But I'm playing you a couple of the slightly shorter ones, about 3-4 minutes each. Electric Lake is one of the more kind of electronic-y sounds, so again, you'll get a little bit of a taste of both vibes. But I think the album as a whole flows really nicely between those two things and combines them. I was also reading that he uses a lot of like found sounds and kind of field recordings and that kind of stuff. Electric Lake has some, you wouldn't necessarily realize it if I hadn't told you, but like vocal samples that are really messed around with and some kind of found vocal recordings. I'm not sure if I know where, I don't know if I read where he found those vocal samples, but yeah, some kind of cool found sample-y stuff. So yeah, a really interesting album. Last week I didn't play you the Walt McClements album, the like accordionist who puts it through a load of effect pedals and produces something incredible and bizarre. So I feel like this is my response to not playing you Walt McClements last week, is to play you some William Tyler this week around. Because there were a few other albums I definitely could have played you this week. I really thought about playing you the Blondshell album that just came out on Friday, which is really good. Took a little while to grow on me, but it has. It's a bit more gentle and acoustic-y than I would say her last album was, but highly worth a listen. It's called If You Asked for a Picture. I also really enjoyed a really cool record called Evil Plan by a group called You Can Dance, UKANDANZ. There are like Ethiopian kind of like psych rock band, I guess. Super cool record that just came out as well. Rialto, the late 90s kind of synth pop bands, synth rockers, have just released their first album in like two decades called Neon and Ghost Signs, which again is really cool. I've only given it one skim so far. I got flashes of Bowie in there and some other cool things, so that's worth a listen. And the other one I've listened to in the last week or so is the new Sunflower Bean album called Mortal Primetime. If you like kind of slightly avant-garde rock, indie rock vibes, definitely, definitely check out that Sunflower Bean album because it's really, really cool. If anyone else has any suggestions of albums that I might like to listen to, you are more than welcome to suggest them. In fact, I highly encourage you to do so. Get in touch with me one way or another, and I'll give it a listen. If you have any thoughts on any of the albums I've played today, please let me know. I don't know what I'm going to listen to next week. In the next week, we'll see. If you have any suggestions, let me know. If you have any thoughts, let me know. Otherwise, I'll be back here next week with some more albums. And in the meantime, I'm going to leave you with some William Tyler. As I say, this comes from his album Time Indefinite, which, well worth Googling the album cover. It's a really beautiful... I mean, it's so much... If you just Google the album cover for Time Indefinite and Jason Isbell in the 400 unit, you'll discover that I like bright colours and abstract images. But yeah, without further ado, this is William Tyler from his new album Time Indefinite. You're going to have Electric Late shortly, but for now, this is Howling at the Second Moon.